Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Culture Map, Breaking Through the Invisible Boundaries of Global Business by Aaron Meyer, is a practical guide for anyone who works across borders and keeps wondering why smart, well-intentioned people still misread one another. Drawing on Meyer's experience teaching and advising international leaders, the book explains how culture quietly shapes everyday business behaviors such as how directly people speak, how they give feedback, how decisions get made, and what respect looks like in meetings. Rather than relying on stereotypes, it offers structured ways to compare cultures and anticipate where friction will appear, especially on multicultural teams. The central idea is that many workplace conflicts are not personal or technical, but cultural, and they can be managed once you can name and map them. Through well-known examples from global companies and relatable cross-cultural moments, the book helps readers build a vocabulary and a toolkit for navigating collaboration, leadership, and negotiation in international environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mapping culture with 8 practical dimensions. A core contribution of the book is a clear framework that compares national and organizational cultures across 8 dimensions. Instead of treating culture as a vague background factor, the model turns it into something you can analyze and discuss openly. The dimensions address common sources of misunderstanding, how people communicate in low-context versus high-context ways, how feedback is delivered from direct to indirect, how persuasion tends to work from principles first to applications first, how leadership is perceived from egalitarian to hierarchical, how decisions move from consensual to top-down, how trust forms from task-based to relationship-based, how disagreement is handled from confrontational to harmony-seeking, and how scheduling and time are managed from linear to flexible. The book encourages readers to place this comparative approach matters because the same behavior can signal competence in one setting and disrespect in another. By using the map, global professionals can predict where expectations will clash, prepare for interactions with specific counterparts, and reduce frustration by treating differences as patterns rather than personal flaws. Secondly, communication and feedback across borders. The book pays special attention to communication because it is where invisible rules cause the most daily friction. It distinguishes between low-context communication, where meaning is carried primarily in explicit words, and high-context communication, where meaning is embedded in tone, shared assumptions, status cues, and what is left unsaid. This difference shows up in emails, meeting discussions, and the interpretation of silence or brief replies. Meyer also separates communication style from feedback style, noting that some cultures combine indirect negative feedback with very polite phrasing, while others see candid critique as efficient and respectful. Readers learn to watch for mismatches such as assuming agreement when someone is merely being courteous, or reading bluntness as hostility when it is intended as clarity. Practical guidance includes adapting message structure, checking understanding without forcing embarrassment, and calibrating how much context to provide. The broader lesson is that communication quality is not just about language fluency, but about cultural decoding. By learning to translate intent as well as words, leaders can prevent rework, reduce tension, and make collaboration smoother across multicultural teams. Thirdly, persuasion styles and how arguments are built. Global collaboration often breaks down not because people disagree on the conclusion, but because they disagree on how to reach it. The book highlights differences in persuasion styles, especially the contrast between principles, first reasoning, and applications first reasoning. In some cultures, persuasion is built by laying out theoretical frameworks, definitions, and concepts before moving to practical recommendations. In others, persuasion starts with concrete examples, data points, and immediate action steps, with theory treated as secondary. This mismatch can make presentations feel either too abstract or too shallow depending on the audience. Meyer explains how these patterns connect to education traditions and professional norms, and why a strong argument in one culture can be unconvincing in another. The book also links persuasion to meeting dynamics, showing how some groups expect robust debate and others rely on quiet pre-alignment before any public discussion. The practical takeaway is to design communication for your audience rather than your comfort zone. By blending principles and applications, and by signaling structure clearly, international professionals can increase buy-in, avoid confusion, and move decisions forward faster. Fourthly, leadership, hierarchy, and decision-making expectations. Another major theme is how authority and decision-making differ across cultures, and how these differences affect teamwork, motivation, and speed. The book contrasts egalitarian environments, where managers are accessible and subordinates speak up freely, with hierarchical environments, where status is emphasized and communication flows more carefully. It then separates hierarchy from decision style, showing that a culture can respect hierarchy yet still prefer consensual decision-making, or appear egalitarian while leaders make decisions quickly. These nuances matter when forming global teams, assigning ownership, and interpreting behavior such as who speaks first, how openly people challenge a boss, and how much direction employees expect. Meyer provides guidance for leaders managing across borders. Clarify who decides and when, explain the rationale for the process, and adapt meeting formats to encourage participation without forcing discomfort. For multinational projects, aligning on decision rules early can prevent repeated meetings, stalled approvals, or surprise reversals. Ultimately, the book helps leaders avoid judging colleagues as passive or domineering when they are simply following different cultural scripts about respect and responsibility. Lastly, trust, disagreement, and time management in global teams. The book explains that effective global work depends on understanding how trust is built, how conflict is expressed, and how time is treated. In task-based trust cultures, credibility grows from reliability, competence, and delivering results, and relationships may stay professional. In relationship-based trust cultures, personal connection, shared meals, and familiarity can be essential before business moves smoothly. Misreading this can lead one side to see the other as cold or unprofessional, while the other feels pressured or manipulated. Meyer also discusses how disagreement norms vary. Some cultures treat open debate as healthy and intellectually rigorous, while others prioritize harmony and may disagree indirectly or privately. Without awareness, one group may escalate tension while the other withdraws. Time orientation adds another layer. Linear time cultures prioritize punctuality, fixed agendas, and sequential planning, while flexible time cultures adapt schedules as relationships and circumstances evolve. The book encourages teams to make these expectations explicit and to set shared working agreements. When trust building, conflict handling, and scheduling are managed deliberately, multicultural teams can reduce friction and perform at a high level. In conclusion, this book is best suited for managers, executives, consultants, entrepreneurs, and students who work with international colleagues, clients, or suppliers, as well as anyone preparing for an overseas role or leading a multicultural team remotely. It benefits readers by turning confusing interpersonal moments into predictable patterns that can be addressed with clear strategies. Instead of blaming personality or assuming bad intent, you learn to diagnose mismatches in communication, feedback, persuasion, hierarchy, trust, conflict, and time expectations, and then adapt your approach in ways that preserve respect on both sides. That practical shift can improve meetings, speed decisions, reduce rework, and strengthen relationships, which directly impacts career growth and business outcomes. Compared to many cross-cultural books that stay general or lean heavily on broad stereotypes, this one stands out for its usable framework and its focus on real workplace behaviors. The map provides a shared language that teams can use to discuss differences without defensiveness. If you want a structured, repeatable method to navigate global business rather than a list of etiquette tips, this book is worth buying. If you would like to support Aaron Meyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.